From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta says Thursday's presidential election must go on with or without opposition candidate Raila Odinga. At a rally Monday in a neighborhood in Nairobi, Kenyatta said, "We are here requesting you with a lot of respect. Please, let's agree to come out in large numbers and vote for me." Thursday's vote is Kenya's second try this year to elect a president. The Supreme Court threw out the results of the August 8th election because of what it called irregularities and illegalities. But opposition leader Raila Odinga has withdrawn his candidacy, saying Kenya's Electoral Commission has failed to undertake election reforms. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has made an unannounced visit to Afghanistan to discuss new U.S. strategy for South Asia with the country's leaders. A statement from the U.S. Embassy in Kabul said the secretary stated the new U.S. strategy for South Asia makes clear the United States' commitment to working with the government of Afghanistan and with partners across the region to achieve peace in Afghanistan and deny safe havens to terrorists who threaten that goal. The U.S. and Afghanistan have long alleged that the Afghan Taliban, particularly their deadliest arm, the Haqqani Network, has safe havens in Pakistan. But Pakistan claims it has cleared out all militant safe havens in previously lawless tribal areas bordering Afghanistan through a military operation. Pakistan has acknowledged that it has some influence with the Taliban, but it says it does not control the movement or its leaders. This is VOA News. Secretary Tillerson also made a previously unannounced visit to Iraq, hours after a similar trip to Afghanistan. In Baghdad, Tillerson met Monday with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. U.S. and Turkish diplomats continue talks on resolving a dispute over recent curbs to visas as Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan steps up his rhetoric against the United States. Bilateral relations may be further strained by an upcoming court case over Iranian sanction busting involving Turkish citizens. Correspondent Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Erdogan's bodyguards are accused by U.S. prosecutors of assaulting peaceful protesters outside the Turkish embassy during his visit to Washington in May. The Turkish president's scathing attack comes as diplomats from both countries are continuing efforts to resolve the mutual curbing of visas. Washington imposed visa restrictions following the arrest on terrorism charges of two local employees working at U.S. diplomatic missions in Turkey. That move saw Ankara retaliating with its own visa restrictions. Washington's ongoing support of a Syrian Kurdish militia fighting the Islamic State also continues to infuriate Ankara, who accuses the militia of being linked to an armed insurgency in Turkey. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
President Trump will use his upcoming visit to Asia to further consolidate international pressure on North Korea to attempt to deter its pursuit of perfecting a nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missile. A senior White House official on Monday spoke to reporters defending the administration's more assertive stance toward North Korea. The official said, "If we fail to confront and reverse the threat from North Korea, we're going to be living in a much darker era." The president's rhetoric and, more importantly, his actions have led to the most substantial shift and progress by the international community in confronting this threat than we've seen over the past several administrations. And U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions on Monday formally designated the El Salvador-based street gang known as MS-13 as a priority for a Department of Justice program that strongly fights drug trafficking and money laundering. He said now they will go after MS-13 with a renewed vigor and a sharpened focus. And they all have one mission, to go after drug criminals and traffickers at the highest levels. MS-13 has an estimated 30,000 members worldwide, about a third of them in the U.S. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones, reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.